The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt.
Triple M.
The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt for Hobart Nissan. Head in and see the team. 235 Argyle Street, Hobart. Some massive Tassie sporting events happening over the weekend. Of course, the Chargers are playing in the Siebel Grand Final. And, of course, one Luke Action Jackson is taking on Irish fighter Carl Frampton for the WBO Featherweight World Title. And we are very lucky, despite the late hour in Ireland, to have him joining us on the phone.
Morning, Luke.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's morning our time. It's the evening your time. And you're all the way over in Ireland, mate, getting ready for your big fight against Carl Frampton.
Yeah, mate. Just had my last training session for about half an hour ago and checked the weight. So everything's on track, mate. We've got a couple, about a kilo and a half to get off in the morning.
I was just going to say.
Tomorrow.
Oh, so what will you do to get that kilo and a half off?
Look, when I'm at home, I usually go to Savoy Day Spa and have a sauna, but I'm out of my comfort zone a bit here, so I'll just have a hot bath and rip that weight off in the morning.
And how are you finding being away from Hobart and away from Australia, preparing for such a big fight?
Well, I've done it many times as an amateur, so it's not new to me, but it's a bigger event, it's a bigger occasion, but the people of Belfast have welcomed me. They've gone out of their way to help me. Last night I was walking to get some food late and some guys recognised me and said, oh, he's fighting Carl Frampton. And I said, I'm looking for food. So they took me into their mate's restaurant and cooked me a chicken salad at bloody 10:30 at night.
Oh,
and,
that's nice.
How lovely. Well, I was just going to ask you, Luke, is it easier to prepare on your home soil and to fight on home soil?
Oh, look, there's a lot more pressure on you when you fight at home. You're expected to win, and there's a lot of media commitments that you have to do. And, this time I've sort of gone under the radar a bit, and all the pressure's on Carl. So I'm feeling great. My weight is good and no injuries, and my mind is clear. And I feel good about this, and, I feel it's my destiny to become world champion on Saturday night.
Well, it'll be the WBO featherweight title if you get it. And what will that mean for you if you do beat Carl Frampton? What happens after that, mate? Do you get a home fight, a world championship defence here in Hobart?
Mate, I haven't even thought about that. What it will mean for me is that I can set up my life and my future family's life and my family at the minute and my friends and my close circle. I can look after everyone, and that's all I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking about the next fight. I'm thinking about Saturday night and winning and then making some big money and then looking after everyone.
Thanks so much for having a chat to us, mate. We just wanted you to know that Hobart and Tasmania is behind you. We love our sporting champions and you're one of them, and good luck in the fight, and hopefully we'll be calling you back and having a chat about the big win and the new world title.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it, mate. You've supported me from day one, back when I first started as an amateur boxer. So you've always stayed true, brother. So much respect.
Go get them, Luke. And I personally will never forgive you for absolutely caning our footy team when we came and trained at your centre. We could not be prouder of you. Absolutely smash him.
Thank you, guys.
The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt.
It's time to get some goss.
Triple M's Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt and Australia's most widely heard entertainment reporter, Peter Ford.
Good morning, Fordy.
Hello, hello.
Sad news, and the world is in total respect for Aretha Franklin, who passed after suffering pancreatic cancer for a number of years.
Yeah, she never really wanted to talk about it. She was very sort of old school. She didn't believe in airing dirty linen, or she didn't believe in talking about illnesses and all of that kind of thing. Everything had to be upbeat and bright. And although her actual life, apart from the cancer battle, was a very sad one, a lot of sad things and challenges. You know, she had her first child when she was 12 years old. I mean, it's almost unbelievable. But and they're making a movie about her life, actually, with Jennifer Hudson playing the lead role.
Perfect.
So that'll be good. Mm. But, of course, it wasn't unexpected. We've known for several days it was only a matter of time that it would happen. But I don't think I've ever seen an outpouring of messages on social media like there is for this from everybody. I mean, obviously, everybody in the music world, from Keith Richards to Elton John to Tom Jones, Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, And then you've got a beautiful message. If you go, I can't read it to you, it's too long, but if you get the chance to look it up, from President Obama,
yeah,
about and basically saying, we don't have royalty in America, but this is the next best thing.
What's amazing is how so many great artists, contemporary artists, all say that she was the greatest singer of all time,
and
she influenced them.
Yeah, and of course, who gets that title now, the Queen of Soul? Who do we hand the crown to now? Because she was much more than just a soul singer anyway, but I just wonder who we can bestow that upon next. Do we go for a contemporary of hers, like a Patti LaBelle, or do we have to go young and look to Mary J. Blige or Diana Krall? You know, I don't know what we do there.
Well, one thing I would like to talk about with you, I love it when you get in a feud with someone in the public eye, and you're currently in a feud with Denise Ding Dong Drysdale. How on earth, what's this feud about? And nearly came to television blows yesterday.
Well, yeah, I reported that she'd quit the Studio 10 show and she was leaving. She's bought a house or built a house on the Gold Coast and she's all excited about that. She's got a baby on the way and she just doesn't want to travel anymore. So basically, I did all that, and then she goes on TV and says, oh, that's not true, I'm not leaving. And I'm really furious, and I want Peter Ford to ring me now. And I said, oh, well, love, you know, I'm on TV on the opposition show at the same time as you. I can't really ring you now. It's not possible. And mine's the show that rates, so I don't think I really want to leave my audience.
Oh, 40.
But no, it's weird. And anyway, it turns out she's I don't know what she's carrying on about. The fine print is she is leaving, she says now, for a 5-month holiday. And she intends to come back next year. Now, the show is tanking in the ratings. Who goes on a 5-month holiday when you've got a show that's bombing? It's very weird.
Hmm. You're never weird, 40. And let's leave it. Let's move on to back to Aretha Franklin, who was the first woman ever inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt.
We are absolutely loving our comedy kids.
Triple M Comedy Kids for Cripps Bakery and Snap Printing. Register your class and hear other kids' jokes now at triplem.com.au.
Yesterday we went down to Albura Street Primary.
It is hard to say, isn't it? All the kids did so well saying it on the video.
They were going to close that school at one stage, and now it's a pumping little school in inner city Hobart. And lovely kids, Mr. Williams' class.
Yes.
He haven't told a joke.
He did.
We haven't got his. Didn't make the cut.
No, he didn't. Have a listen to some of the jokes from yesterday.
My name is Talia and I'm in grade 4 at Albura Street Primary School. My joke is, what is bad-tempered and goes with custard?
What is bad-tempered and goes with custard?
Apple grumble.
Hi, my name's Josh and I'm grade 5 and I go to Albura Street Primary. And my joke is, why do bananas put sunscreen on?
Why do they?
Because they peel.
Oh. Hi, my name is Sophia and I'm in grade 4 at Albura Street Primary School. My joke is, why couldn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Why couldn't the toilet paper cross the road? Don't know.
Because it got stuck in a crack.
My name is Ruby. I'm in grade 4 at Albura Street and my joke is, what do phones do when they get married?
What do they do?
Give each other a ring.
Oh, clever.
Good kids. They tell them well too.
Yes.
And the incredible thing is there's only been one out of all the schools we've gone to so far, only one repetition.
Yes.
So there's a lot more to come.
We don't mind it when there's a little bit of
overlap.
A sneaky little cheeky rude one in there.
and all you have to do is go to triplem.com.au and register your class and your school.
Absolutely. And a big thank you to the kids from Albura.
Loved you.
Primary school, Mr. Williams' class. Loved your work.
The Dave Noonan Show with Al Plath.
The Dave Noonan Show with Al Plath for Hobart Nissan. Head in and see the team. 235 Argyle Street, Hobart.
We are going through the process at the moment of naming Tasmania's sides from the under-12s through the Mariners program, renaming that. And right through to the potential VFL side. I'd like to think an AFL side in the future. A man who's on the panel with me. Oh, how lucky.
A man who's on my panel.
Is a guy I love watching play footy, a great Glenorchy footballer, and he played a number of seasons for Melbourne. Benny Beams. Good morning, Beamer.
Morning, Dave. How are we going?
Mate, I just put it on record? I've said it before, but you should never have been delisted that year. I could never understand it. As a keen Melbourne fan, he got delisted. I think he was averaging one and a half as a small forward, he was averaging 1.5 goals a game. And they delisted him.
Come on.
A little bloke called Jeff Farmer running around at the same time, and I couldn't get his forward pocket off him, Dave. So
going to say, you know, and that's often the way with fantastic players is just who's around them at the same time.
You've got to have depth, and he was more than depth. I reckon you were robbed of the back end of your AFL career.
I love that we're not going to actually talk about Team Taz at all.
Just before we move on to Team Taz, how do you reckon the D's are going to go, mate, this weekend against West Coast?
We're going to go over and knock West Coast off, which we do occasionally over there.
Mm-hmm.
Got a pretty good record over there. And we'll scrape into the finals. And we'll probably do some damage in the first final.
Now, the funny thing is, I called Beam yesterday to organise this, and we were talking about Melbourne. He said, I nearly smashed my TV. you're a man after my own heart.
Now, Benny, congratulations for making it to this illustrious panel, which also includes David Edward Noonan. That's, do you feel a bit of responsibility being on this panel to name Team Taz or to help name it?
I do. When Trish Squires rang me up and said it was sort of a bolt from the blue, I've sort of just been poking around Uni Footy Club for a few years and out of AFL Taz's way. And, it was good to be remembered as a Tassie Devils captain and ex-footballer, and it is a bit of an honour, and I'm looking forward to thrashing out a few names.
Now, that's right. Well, I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you, Dave. As much as we muck around, I'm proud that you're on this panel. You're obviously very passionate about AFL.
Everyone can nominate a name, and remember, this could be the name of the VFL site. It used to be the Tassie Devils, as Beamsy was saying, and it could even be, maybe, if we ever get an AFL side, the name of our AFL side. So there's been a few suggestions coming through. Let's just do a little bit on the run. Now, everyone can go to teamtaz.com.au and put their nomination in. Mm-hmm. What do you reckon about the one that came out the other day, Beamsy? Tiger Snakes.
Oh, yeah, I've had a few run-ins with Tiger Snakes coming from the country, Dave, and they don't sit well with me, but it's not a bad name. It's a Tassie animal. And it's got a bit of venom about it, but I don't know. I've been called a snake before, but I don't think it was a nice way. So
we've had a few people ring up and talking about the heritage of the Van Diemen's, that it was Van Diemen Land, and that we could be called the Van Diemen's or the Demons, spelt differently from the Melbourne Demons. But do you reckon that's an issue going forward if we end up with an AFL side? Because then the Demons couldn't be in the same comp as the Demons, could they?
Yeah, that it probably could. It's not a bad idea for us Demons fans, but the oldest football club in the land's not going to cop that, I don't reckon, if we make it to the big league.
See, these are the sort of discussions that we'll have.
Imagine the blow-ups? I'd love to be a fly on the wall. Do you think that it's a high chance of being the Tassie Devils?
Well, that seems to be the vote at the moment, and without meeting with the rest of the crew, which we'll do in the next week or so, it seems that way. It's an obvious choice. The Tassie Devils have gone through their issues with their facial tumours and stuff like that, and hopefully coming out the other end in a bit of a resurgence. So it wouldn't be such a bad thing.
Well, that's what's going to happen at the meeting. We'll be meeting next week, next Wednesday, I think it is. But in the meantime, there's something I've got to say to you. Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you.
You didn't know. We knew. It's Beamsy's 40th today.
Oh, you old bloke.
Oh,
geez.
What
are you going to do? That's a big one. You got to celebrate a milestone birthday. What are you going to do?
No. Well, quiet one at home with the family and a couple of friends tonight, I think. A few frocks and, off to the footy tomorrow. So it'll be my usual weekend.
Is Dave invited?
No.
Dave's always invited.
He
doesn't need an invitation.
Beamer, we will see you next Wednesday when we meet for the panel. If anyone wants to nominate a team name, then you can go to teamtaz.com.au.
The Dave Noonan Show. With Al Platt.